Weird.
I can't remember ordering anything. But, I mean, it has my name on it. Mine now. But what is in the box? And why is it covered in wrapping paper? It looks a bit clumsy. Kinda cute. Well, I guess there's no way of knowing what's inside without opening it. No way! Holy sh! Isn't that the company that is... It's a bodysuit? A full bodysuit. How? Who would have... Wait. No way. That's right, he was joking about it, but he actually sent me this? Oh, that's sneaky. He said he had some old custom keys for the keyboard I bought last month. So he did have a bigger plan in mind. That silly goose. Who knew he was actually so cunning? Now, let's see how this suit looks on me. I'm a bit scared, but I mean the packaging says there should be no issues. And reading the instructions are for dummies. Oh, that is so soft on the inside. Oh, I cannot wait to feel it on my skin. Okay, I look like a true gamer now. God, I'm such a damn nerd getting excited over this, but I love it. I need to call him ASAP. Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up. Hey, there you are. You cannot be serious. Do not act all innocent, mister. You know exactly what is going on right now. I found a package being delivered to me today, and it had something very interesting inside. Oh, now do not play dumb with me. You're just a terrible liar overall, okay? But thank you so much. You're the best friend I could possibly ever ask for. Oh, shut up. This is nothing to you? This is big. Like, imagine how much nicer VR chat will be now. I was always so jealous of your suit, and now I have my own? This is amazing. Seriously, you have no idea how thankful and grateful and how much I just appreciate you right now. That cover-up story, by the way, with the old keys for my new keyboard, that was pretty good. I'm gonna be honest, I bought the story completely. I wasn't even suspicious, like, at all. So, what are you doing right now? We have to try it out, right? Please say you have the time right now. Please, 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 please. Honestly, I don't care if you have an appointment or your arm is falling off. We have to play right now. Perfect. Now, hurry up. Open a private room and I'll join you. This is gonna be so much fun. Come on. I'm so impatient right now. Yes, I got the invite. No worries, I am already wearing the suit. Of course I'm wearing it. It didn't even take me a minute after realizing what was in the package for me to actually put it on. Now, we just need to wait for me to load in. And here I am. Wait, let me put on my headset and I am good to go. And set. I'm a bit nervous, not gonna lie. Where? Where do you want to touch, huh? You goof. Oh, here, just try grabbing my arm at first. Oh, yeah, like, I really felt that in real life. Can you maybe try grabbing it a bit harder? Oh my gosh, these things are so cool. I can actually feel it. What was that word you used again? Like, haptic feedback or something? Yeah, this is definitely worth the money. Do I even want to ask how you could afford, like, a whole other suit? You're too good to me, I swear. Oh my god, do that squeezy thing again. Whoa, It really does make a difference how hard you grab at me. Technology, am I right? We might not have catgirls yet, but honestly, this is pretty good. But seriously, thank you so much for this. Not only is this what I dreamed of in the past couple of months, but it also means I can actually show you my gratitude with a hug.
Thank you so much. You're the best. The bestest of the best, actually. Now, you want to try out this bad boy some more?
Awesome. Okay, so try touching my stomach now. Because I already know that the arms are working. Ooh. I felt that. And it also works on my... on my chest. I'll just shut up. Now try it. Come on. Touch me. Oh. No, it's fine. I promise. I was just not expecting to feel so ticklish in the suit. That's not fair. Stop it, please. I'm begging you. Please. Oh, my stomach hurts. I will pay you back for this at some point, okay? Oh, do not think I'm going to forget that. What do you mean it was worth it? Nah. My laugh isn't cute. No, it's not. Dude, come on. It's me. Ugh, you're making the system overheat. Blushing? What? No, you're, like, making the system overheat or something. No, like, you wouldn't even be able to see me blushing, even if I was. Eh? Really? You don't need to see it to be able to tell? There is no way in heck you could even hear it. Because it is impossible to hear the colors of my face, you big dork. I am not making it obvious. And my voice? Fine, I'll just stop talking then. Okay, alright, it's actually really boring not talking. Fine, maybe I was blushing a teeny tiny bit, but only... only because I haven't felt the touch of someone else in what feels like forever. Yeah, I know, right? Talk about being touch-starved, lol. I mean, I guess I actually am, but don't sweat it. A lot of people are, and I'm nothing special. Of course I'm not. Like, touch is kind of rare, and, like, with my lifestyle... I don't meet that many people, and especially not anyone that would go out of their way to relieve me from touch starvation. Trust me, it's fine. But, boyfriend, I told you that I'm single, no? I mean, after my part-time job, I spend all of my time in here with you, practically, and talking to strangers. An ex? I... No, there is no ex-boyfriend. Yeah, I don't know, I guess I just never got the whole chance to meet the right one. Yeah, the whole high school phase doesn't really work out well for a geek like me, but... Enough of the sad talk, okay? What about you, mister? I know you're single right now, but were there girls in the past that were important to you? Oh, there were? One? Oh, come on now, you have to spill everything. Was she cute? Come on, tell me, she was, right? How did you meet her? Oh, she was in your class back then. So, how does that work? I mean, like, how did you start dating? Wait, just like that? You just went to her and told her she's cute? But, like, how did you do that? I remember having a crush on someone back then, and There was nothing that would have made me go up to him and say, "Hey, I like you," or something like that. You just felt like back then it was the right moment? I don't think I really understand it. You felt like if you wouldn't do it now, it would have been too late. I guess kind of like a quick time event then. Weird. I've never really felt that in real life. Because it was just a crush? You're such a meanie sometimes. I did really like him, I think. You know, so, well, if you really like someone, like, what does it mean to you? I'm not entirely sure I'm phrasing it right, but... You wanted her to see you in the same way you saw her. Well, that's exactly what I felt like, with the guy from school. Not confessing made you a mess. What do you mean by that? Oh, you were constantly thinking about her. Really? It would take quite a lot of nerve and self-courage and confidence kind of all wrapped into one big ball to manage to do that. Must have been scary to confess. Oh, I just kind of lost interest a few weeks after the summer break. Guess I wasn't really in love at all then. I ponder. If you don't really develop the relationship, then there's not much to daydream and fantasize about, is there? But enough about that. So, you went to her and confessed, and since she was your ex, I guess it worked out, but then what happened? Oh, come on, you're not gonna stop talking now. Tell me. Wait, for 7 months? Whoa, that's like... Well, I would consider that a long-term relationship. Anything more than 6 months and you're getting kind of serious. And, like, during it, did you do, like, stuff? Oh, come on, you know what I mean. I don't actually want to say it. Like, okay, fine. Did you kiss her? Oh, I'm not innocent. I just, that's what couples do. No, like, you go on dates, you enjoy a movie, you eat some nice food together, and then when the night gets older and you escort her on her way home and you give her a kiss? No? Oh, come on! You're just rubbing salt into my wound. Of course all my knowledge is just from shows and books. Remember? I just told you I've never actually been in a relationship before. It's fine. I know you don't mean it like that, but jeez, you love to tease. I give you an inch and you take a mile, mister. But what was it like then? You kissed, right? So, how does it feel kissing? Like a dozen little fireworks going off at the same time? Okay, now which one of us is living in fiction now, huh? That sounded like it could have come out of one of those Hollywood teenage romance movie things. What, you're telling me it's true? Also soft and a bit wet? Ew. Dude, that's kind of gross. I don't want to know about that. But if it was going good, then how did it end? Oh, your feelings changed? What do you mean by that? Oh, she became someone that you just weren't really in love with anymore. Did she, like, do something that kind of hurt you? No. And I don't think I can follow you that well anymore. I guess you two were just different people. Although, I hear it a lot. About people drifting apart, in terms of things you thought you wanted to do together, you'd rather do it with someone else, but you can't really acknowledge that you're not interested anymore. Your interests weren't overlapping? You're telling me you dated a normie? Gross. Oh, but seriously though, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. No, really, you're an awesome guy, and if you were happy in the relationship, that would make me happy for you. Ah, shut up. Of course I would be. I mean, there is no guy whose presence I've felt this comfortable in. You're just really nice to be around. You're kind, you're smart, and sometimes, but only sometimes, you're actually really funny. Any woman would be happy to have you by her side. But since there is no woman at your side right now, do you think I could ask you for something? Please don't laugh, okay? I've never really cuddled with someone, and you know, since I have this full body suit and I feel pretty comfortable around you, I wanted to ask if we could maybe cuddle a bit. No, I'm not teasing you, I swear. It's just, I feel a bit awkward to ask this, you know? Will you cuddle with me if I give you an answer to your question? From how hot my face feels right now, yes, I think your assumption is correct. Wait, really? You're willing? Nice. I mean, cool. It's cool that you're up for that. Yeah, so, how do we do this? Okay, yeah, one moment. I'll get all cozy on my bed. I'll grab a pillow, yeah, and then I. No, I'm good. I was just a little surprised. No, don't stop it. It feels nice having your arms wrapped around me like this. I think I really like this. Hey, it's a bit ticklish getting used to the suit. No, it's not too bad. It's soothing having your hands run up and down my back. Your fingers are drawing something, aren't they? Is it a butterfly? But then why is there only one wing on each side? Do I want a hint? No. I think I'll just have to lay in your arms for a bit longer until I figure it out. This is just too cozy to stop now. Unless you want to stop, of course, and I can sit up again. I'm not forcing you to do this. We can go goof off in a public lobby if you want. That's good to hear. 'Cause even if you would have said yes to that, I wouldn't have let you go. No, don't tickle me. I'm relaxing. I'll be good, I promise. Just keep stroking my back, please. 'Cause this feels divine. I feel safe like this. My head on your chest, your arm around me, in the middle of 100 pillows. I know they're not real, but this moment is. And this is even better than every pillow this Cerber could handle. You know? This is how I could happily spend every single night. Though, there is one more thing I'd like to try out, but I don't know if I should really ask this. You know, right now, I finally feel like someone wants me. Like I'm genuinely wanted. I've never felt this way, and I think it's giving me a bit more courage than I normally have in me, but I don't want to stop feeling like this. I know you said that we can cuddle for a bit more, but what if I had something else in mind? Something you only do with your partner. Something that's a bit more intimate than cuddling. Yes, that's what I mean. So, Can I kiss you? I mean, yeah, I liked it. Is it okay if I kiss you again? And again? Oh, shush. If you're just gonna keep teasing me, then you better stay quiet. How did it feel for you? It felt like a dozen little fireworks going off at the same time over my lips. It's tingly, but I want more. Please don't stop. Hey, wait, you just surprised me. You're running your hands down my body. Are you really asking that? No, I'm not wearing any clothing under the suit, so I really can feel everything you're doing right now. Yes, over my boobs. I have really sensitive nipples. Is this the part I confess I got my nipples pierced? Because it feels like electricity's going through me when you touch over them like this in the suit. Oof. You sound surprised, are you? There is a lot you don't know about me, I promise. I don't know if it's too much to confess, but I'm really into nipple play and, you can do whatever you want to me. Touch me how you please. Play with me how you please. After all, I can only feel all of this thanks to you. Yes, no, it's good, it's good. I just need to keep my voice down. I don't want my family to hear me, but oh my goodness, I can't help it. I have never been touched like this in my life. Do I think I could possibly come from this? I would need to be stimulated down there as well. I'm not sure how it would feel for you to... You caught me off guard, but that is so much more sensitive because it's someone else doing it. I know. I'll be quiet. It's just someone else is really rubbing my pussy right now. I can't believe it's you, but it's good. It is really good. You're really asking me that at a time like this? All right. Don't tickle me again, okay? Just rub my pussy and... Oh my god. This is overwhelming. Fine. I'll confess, okay? Just... I haven't had an orgasm in like 2 weeks now. Oof. It's just, I don't have a lot of time to pleasure myself like this, and I don't really have any sex toys or anything. I know it's normal to have like a vibrator or a dildo, but I'm so scared my family would find it or rake around my room. Yeah, it's just the pressure. I can feel you apply more pressure against me. Oh, this is amazing. I so badly wish there was like a poop squeezing sensation. I don't think I could hold it together if I... my god, what are you doing to me? I'm trying to be quiet. I don't know. What? What? more. Please, please, please. You only like hearing me pad because it's you doing this to me. I don't mean to be so vulgar, but you are definitely gonna make me come if you keep this up. Teasing my sensitive nipples like this. The way you're moving your hand around like that really fast is so fucking good against my fat pussy lips. You want me to do what? Yes, anything for you. Please just make me come. Like that. Please don't stop. You're making me feel really good. Having your greedy hands touch all over me. I only feel like this because of you. I am getting so close to going. I can feel the suit get wet down there. Yeah, you're gonna make me creep just from touching me like this. I'm almost there. Touch me more. It's too much. Am I allowed to come? Please? I'll keep going. Oh, it's so close. I want to come so badly. I need to. Oh my god, my pussy is so sensitive and throbbing. I'm leaking down my thighs. Please. Sir, please let me come. I'll be your good little fuck toy. We can do this again, please. I just need to come. I need to come now. Just touch over my tits again. Please, oh my god. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my god, I'm gonna... Do you think my family heard that? Thank you so much for making me come. Jesus, that was... Oh god, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sensitive still. I didn't realize that we were gonna go that way when it came to cuddling. Oh, you wanna cuddle me again? I'm not gonna complain. Is this what aftercare is? I've read so much about it, but this is nice. Thank you for making me come, I guess. Oh, stop, I'm getting shy. It just seems so ridiculous, but I hate to admit it. I think I might be getting pretty addicted to you. Damn, you even managed to tire me out. Could we maybe stay like this for a while? Just having your arms around me? I feel so safe and cared for. Thank you again for everything, for the suit, for taking care of me and being so open and honest about my questions earlier. I wouldn't have it any other way.